KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports on severe weather along the West Coast has left at least two people dead.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Landed, you know, far enough behind me where I was, like, going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV.
Also at SRNews.com, an illegal immigrant from Venezuela has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lake and Riley. Jose Ibarra waiving his right to a trial. So Clark County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard adjudicated the case and read his own verdict.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
And the charges went on, all guilty, and also it was a case of no chance for parole now that they've wrapped up that trial. Members of the House Ethics Committee met behind closed doors but did not reach an agreement on whether to publicly release a report detailing their sweeping investigation into former Representative Matt Gaetz.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th.
Stocks ended the day with ups and downs.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street, though the modest moves for indexes masked some thrashing underneath the surface. The S&P 500 ended barely changed Wednesday after trading lower for much of the day. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 139 points. That's about 0.3%. Target lost a fifth of its value after the retailer gave a dour forecast for the...
That is correspondent Seth Sutel. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports the Democrat Party has what some might call a God problem.
That's the opinion of a man who worked very hard to get Kamala Harris elected this year. Christopher Hale is founder of Catholics for Harris, and in an opinion piece for Newsweek says, quote, "The Democratic Party has increasingly aligned itself with secular values, often sidelining religious voices in the process. This has alienated many religious voters who feel their beliefs are not only unrepresented, but actively dismissed. President Trump won the Catholic vote on Election Day." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An event billed as Switzerland's biggest video game competition has been canceled after the host team's founder posted a pro-life comment on social media and three other teams pulled out of the event. The teams issued a statement saying they condemned the comment for adding what they, quote, "can in no way accept associating our clubs and our values with such speech." This is SRN News. Mike Hempen reports a woman who killed her two sons is denied parole.
The board's unanimous decision came at the first parole hearing for 53-year-old Susan Smith, who killed her children in 1994 by rolling her car into a lake while her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons were strapped in their car seats. Smith made her case by a video link from prison, saying she was very sorry and referring to her Christian faith.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Job cuts taking place at a big auto company.
Ford is cutting thousands of jobs overseas. Among the reasons, weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. There's also pressure for more competition, and there are those headwinds from the economy. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. Ford is headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. In a statement, the company says the auto industry is in a period of disruption.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.